And now it's time for the Punters Panel, where we speak with local older people about the issue of the day. And in the studio today, we have Beverly Baker, the chair of the Older Women's Network, and Cherie Thompson, who is the founder and chair of the Inner West Women's Shed. Thank you very much for joining us today. Now, we've just been listening to people talk about diversity, mostly in relation to culture, language, and gender, but diversity for older people is much more than that, isn't it, Beverly?
Look, absolutely. Old age is a diversity in itself. It runs from 55 to whenever you happen to fall off the perch, and for my mother-in-law, that was 104. Their life experiences, their expectations, their knowledge, their understanding, their views on life are as vastly different as possible. And within that group, you have ethnicities and you have gender differences and sexuality, all of which those generations have been wrestling with since they were born.
And what about you, Cherie? Would you agree?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And there's a lot of difficulties and a lot of problems in that situation, because I firmly believe that one of the things that's lacking in life is that nobody teaches you how to get old. We all go to kindergarten and go to school and learn the ABC, but then when you start, as you said, falling off the perch, nobody tells you what to expect, how to go about it. It's that's why people become depressed. They're like in an unknown era of, well, the world, the planet.
I suppose I think a little bit differently to that. I don't think you can learn what it is to age. Everybody ages differently. Everybody's attitudes, way they approach ageing is completely different. My sister, who is younger than me, has aged differently to me. She doesn't go out. She doesn't engage. She doesn't have a lot of friends. When her partner dies, she is going to be bereft. I've made a different pathway for myself. And I can remember the words of my father when he said, when I was about 30 and he was about 60, and he said, "The trouble with you is that I remember what it was like to be 30. You have no idea what it's like to be 60. I can now look at him in the eye and say, yeah, I do, Dad, and I'm doing it differently to you.
Yeah, but now he says, now you don't know what it's like to be 90.
I say, yes, I do, because my knees are gone just as bad as yours have.
Okay. So it is diverse. Being old is...
It's in itself diversity. Is a diversity.
There's the words we use, they change, they get influenced by new words coming in, new values coming in. What about the food? Are you enjoying the food? Are you changing what you cook?
Look, I think, again, that's an intergenerational thing. I think when I look at my father, so I've got a 30-year gap between my father and me, and light years in terms of attitude. My father does only likes boiled vegetables. He only likes grilled meat. He doesn't like, you know, I remember serving him a beetroot and sour cream and him going, yuck, that's salad material. He's not interested in food the same way that we were interested in food, because he grew up under the White Australia policy in a very rigid, narrow environment that had England as the head, and everything else just fell into line underneath that.
And what's it like that for you too, Cherie?
excuse me. My food tastes haven't changed, because I'm a bit of a forward thinker. I never liked the meat and three veg back in the day, because I'm coming up to 75. No, I think everything is just... I'm excited with what I see, and then the diversity in food and in the living and everything. I think we're living in the lucky country.
And what about the people that you see in the street? Do you see Australia changing? I mean, you must have seen a great deal of changes.
Very much, very much.
Was it confronting to see people who didn't look like you?
No. Just went with the flow. Don't sweat the small stuff.
But it is for some people, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It must be. I know when my dad was in a nursing home, the majority of the staff were diverse. and from other cultures, and the language difficulties that he experienced. And even now, like if I ring Telstra or someone like that who has a call centre overseas, 9 times out of 10 I'd think to myself, oh, you're talking with a mouthful of marbles. And so that is out there, but I mean, I don't sweat about it.
But certainly when you walk down the street, it's very different from how it was when even I was growing up. Mind you, I grew up in Penrith. It was pretty white and working class. But you walk around in Sydney, you see very, very different faces to the ones I'm used to when I was growing up.
Look, you certainly do, and I think that's something to be celebrated. I think that where America used to, not America now, used to say, send us your sick, your homeless and your poor and we will build a nation. We didn't say it, we did it. We took people from all across the world. We built a really strong, fabulous, peaceful, the most peaceful nation on the earth. And we're throwing that away because somebody wants us to go back to a world that never existed.
And what do you mean by that? And I wonder who you could possibly mean.
Oh, no names here. I'm not giving any free advertising. But Australia was a multicultural country before white folk even got here. Aboriginal people had over 400 nations, all of the language, cultures and differences that were here. We have simply sat on top of what was already a massively multicultural country and are trying to steer it into something that it's not, or steer it back to something it never was. And I think that we are richer for the diversity of our backgrounds.
Richer? Do you reckon, like I do, that if it wasn't for diversity, we'd die?
I absolutely. Take a look at nature. You know, wipe out your infrastructure, wipe out your diversity, wipe out the opportunity to swap genes, and you end up basically idiot stock playing a banjo on a bridge.
Is that you that I see playing a banjo on a bridge, Sherry?
No, no. Honestly and truly, I haven't even contemplated it. It's, with respect.
Okay.
Life goes on.
Life goes on.
If you can't change anything, especially to that extent, I mean, there's lots of things we can change and lots of things that we can diversify. But just looking at the changing face of Australia, what can you do about it? And we were all migrants to begin with anyway.
Absolutely. Yep. It seems to me to be a better place. I eat much better than those yellow Laminex Chinese restaurants that I grew up with.
Yeah.
The food is fantastic in Australia.
Exactly. Yep. But by the same token, many older people don't go there. They stick by their whatever their cultural.
Look, I think it's when it's really when you grow up. And I think for older people, we've got people. I was 22 before the White Australia policy was wiped out. I never agreed with it. I don't know where I didn't get my agreement from, but I hated it. It could have been in reaction to my father's loving it, but nonetheless, I hated it. And when I was 14, I had my first capsicum. 14! I'd never had a capsicum before in my life. And I thought that I was in heaven. Just, it was a young family down the road, a lady by the name of Celia Eskenazi. Her parents came from Hungary and they were Jewish refugees. They had the most interesting, exciting, wonderful food. I had boring boiled peas, lumpy mashed potato and burnt chops. I hated the food I had to eat. Yeah. Theirs was so much more exciting.
Yeah.
I think Cherie's point, though, is an important one, is that I suppose as we age, we're perhaps still a little bit stuck in where we came from. And the change is perhaps a little bit, more difficult to accommodate, unless you're in the habit of accommodating difference all the way through. Do you think it's the case? I mean, what about for your father in care?
Well, Dad's no longer with us, but I don't want to be stuck where I came from. That was just an era of life that was very difficult, very unhappy. That's another whole radio program. Life to me is fabulous. I think we live in the lucky country. The hospital system is standing by me at 100 miles an hour.
It is.
And I don't want to go back to how it used to be. I love it as it is.
Well, look, I want to thank you very much, Cherie Thompson and Beverly Baker.